So hi, I'm Olivia Lynch and we're here at the Coffee House Sessions live from Curiosity. We've just heard Tom Jarvis play and him and Tom Thorley Fox now join me. So guys, how did you find that?
It was wicked.
Brilliant.
Loved it.
Do we have to talk like right into these mics?
Yeah, that would be good.
Hello. Yeah, it's brilliant. Loved it.
Okay, brilliant. And so what do you think of Curiosity then?
It's cool. It's a pretty cool venue. Like, it's the first one we've been in that's actually like a proper coffee house.
Okay.
It's kind of like from a different time.
It's shabby chic.
Yeah, it's quite vintage, isn't it?
You wanted to be an interior designer, which is why he knows that word.
Through that
okay,
word,
cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
So you've been at, this is your third university today. Has it been tiring, this tour? Or?
We've been kind of lucky, I think, because like a lot of people have gone out their way to like put us up and stuff, like friends and family and like fans and stuff are letting us stay at their houses and that. So it's kind of not too bad because we travel to like the local, wherever we're playing next, and then crash overnight there to kind of ease it a little bit. But yeah, it's been pretty tiring, but still fun.
Cool. So when did you guys sort of start playing music and writing songs together?
2011. Yeah,
like beginning of 2011. Yeah, I moved to Chester from Cambridge like 2010, and then was looking for someone to write songs with, and kind of met him on like this band directory web page thing, and sort of started jamming and stuff, and kind of then started gigging, and then I went from there really. So yeah, sort of end of 2010, beginning of 2011.
Okay, brilliant. So what would you say are your kind of main musical influences? We heard some Busted there in the set, and Katy Perry as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are they?
We kind of throw Katy Perry in there just to mix things up a bit, but yeah, we've got kind of different ones really. Like I like a lot of Ben Howard and like Jason Mraz at the minute and stuff, and kind of
everything. Like, listen to a lot of McFly at the moment. We just really got back into Hanson. We're trying to bring them back.
Yeah, man. Imagine touring with Hanson. It'd be so cool.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. So I'm guessing you're excited about...
Hopefully one day they'll contact us and be like, yeah, you want to tour with us?
Maybe. So you're excited about McBusted then, I'm guessing?
Oh.
Yes and no.
Yes and no, fair enough.
Yeah, we're huge fans of McFly, so it's kind of a... What do you reckon?
I kind of just want them both.
Yeah.
Like, but not together.
Yeah, I think if like Busted did it and then McFly come on and did a set, it'd be decent. But they're kind of mixing it together. But yeah, I reckon it'll work. I reckon some songs will work. So I think it could be fun to go and see him.
Yeah, cool. So how would you describe your own music then?
Amazing.
Amazing. That's a good one.
No, I'm only joking. No, like acoustic singer-songwriter pop kind of stuff. We try and write stuff that's like happy-ish and nothing too kind of self-indulgent or sort of sad and stuff. And even our like sad songs, I don't think are sad songs. They don't sound sad songs.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Kind of, yeah.
She has no idea.
I'll take that.
Shall I leave now?
Okay, so artists like Ed Sheeran and you mentioned Ben Howard as well. Do you think their success kind of helped sort of artists like you getting into the music industry?
Yeah, definitely, because it's someone to follow. And the influence you so much, and just it gives you ideas and someone to look up to. It helps you musically as well, so you learn one of their songs, you pick up a few new tricks that will then go put in the song.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely.
And
yeah.
It's the way they've done it as well. The way they've done it without, I mean, they started without a label and stuff, you know, and they've gone out and like, I think a lot of people think you get a label and then you're automatically done it, but there's, you know, they do a lot of hard work and they come out and play in front of 3 people, 5 people, 10 people, whatever, and they put their groundwork in. And I think that kind of builds a platform to them be able to come and play a show where there's sort of more people and you don't get as nervous and stuff, and it kind of feels from there. So yeah, so definitely I think they inspire a lot of people, I guess.
Yeah, because Ed Sheeran sort of is known for doing loads and loads of gigs, like pretty much like almost every day. I think he did like 300 and something in like a year or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, do you enjoy, is that like something you really enjoy doing the gigs then?
Definitely. Like the sort of gig like this where you've got like the real interactive crowd and it's quite intimate and stuff, it's nice. Yeah, I mean, we were saying earlier today, like we love the gigging side of it, we love the recording side and like creating something and sort of hearing it come together as well. So
what are you working on at the moment? Any new material or anything?
Ooh, yeah, well, we're going to try and release a new single in around May time, I believe. And then we're sort of sat on an album, if you like, but we're not going to go ahead and record it yet. We're sort of just saving it for something we don't know what. But
we want to give you like a teaser and like get the single out there and kind of get something to keep the sort of fans interested and stuff. And then, yeah, go from there, really. So we're kind of looking to record that and then try and get some festivals over the summer if we can. And then tour again in the kind of December, winter, well, say winter, autumn maybe. Yeah, I don't like winter, it's too cold.
Yeah. So how can people sort of access your music? You've got some EPs on iTunes, is that
right?
Yeah,
I've got, we've got obviously Twitter, Facebook and a website and everything. SoundCloud is all Tom Jarvis Music. And iTunes. There's an EP called Make Your Own Luck, and the second EP is called Dream Life, which is all on iTunes. Yeah.
So have you got SoundCloud or anything like that?
Yeah, SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/TomJarvisMusic. And the first EP is actually on there for free streaming. So if anyone wants to listen to it, you can listen to it there.
Brilliant.
And then if you like it, buy it.
Yeah. Well, everyone should check that out then. Well, thank you very much for coming to our Curiosity today.
Thanks for having us.
It was a great set and we all really enjoyed it. And hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Nice one.
So that was Coffee House Sessions live from Curiosity with Warwick TV and Raw 1251 AM.